I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And we're with Charles Behnke, our favorite horticulturalist, joining us in studio. Our first in-studio guest since we've kind of put up our protective barriers in that.
You know, Bruce and Charles, I must say, even though he has a mask on and he's got that big shield in front of him, sounds great.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too bad, does it?
No,
it sounds kind of warm behind this mask. You know, I was debating when I came in, should I wear a mask or not wear a mask? I'm working outside and I'm not around people, so I don't normally wear a mask. But when I do go into a store, I put on the mask. I keep it in the car all the time.
All right. I'm looking at my lawn. It's a little dry. And talk us a little bit about what our lawn care, where are we in the stages of feeding and weeding and all that type of stuff?
Well, certainly we're at a state of stress now in our lawns. There will be a rain shower hopefully coming through tonight. That half inch that we got, when was it, on Tuesday, I think it was, that we got a rain, is keeping the lawn alive. But right now the lawn is slowed down on growth. We do have to be aware that we may want to be doing some insect control at this time. The Japanese beetle and the May June bugs will be laying eggs now in the lawn. And if you've had problems with that, especially if you irrigate your lawn, you'll have problems with the beetle larvae that will be able to feed on the root system of grass. And so you may want to be putting down a grub control product to control those major grubs that will be in the lawn. You may also want to be doing some disease control, although that gets very expensive to do. And in most cases, the common lawn diseases do not kill the lawn. And really, it's only noted for use on most golf courses and golf green areas.
There's also people now with their vegetable gardens kind of sort of getting in full swing, starting to...
Right. Things are really starting to go. I noticed the neighbors and mine, my tomatoes are already starting to bloom at this time. The first zucchinis are starting to bloom this morning. I was out there pollinating because the bees were not out there. But the bees will, the squash bee and especially, and some of the bumblebees will be out there on the squash plants very soon. And so you'll want to watch for those and start get ready for harvest of that. Gardeners who planted early certainly are harvesting things such as radishes and lettuce. And maybe if they did beans real early, they could be getting some of those already. But most things are coming along. And for those people who have not planted yet, there still is time. If you can find plant material or seeds, I've noticed a lot of those things have sold out in a lot of garden centers. But if they are available, certainly you can put in things such as if you want to plant zucchini, if you can put in tomatoes now, you can still put in peppers, planting beans, beets, carrots, all those
things.
Can
you do those from seed at this point?
Most of you can. You would not do tomatoes.
Okay.
Tomatoes and peppers would be from transplants. Cucumbers could go in from seed yet at this time. Dill, any of the herb plants that you can find can certainly be put in. Remember to follow up with any planting to, if you have already planted and they're growing, a feeding at this time. In fact, today will be a good day to do some feeding because we'll get a rain tonight that's predicted, and that'll help wash the fertilizer in and get a growth response from your vegetable garden.
I put some herbs together, and I'm just curious if I need to treat those any differently than just a regular vegetable garden?
No, treat them the same as any other vegetable gardening. Be sure you do harvest them. Basil is getting ready to be harvested. If you put that in early, start harvesting some of that so you can pinch it back so it starts growing out again.
Charles, does the feeding need to be any different for different kinds of vegetables?
Typically not. If you'll use like a 3-1-2 type ratio, and that'd be like a 15-1-10 fertilizer, most of those will do well. I would caution people with tomatoes and peppers, don't overfeed them yet. Wait till the fruit has at least gotten up to at least the size of a nickel, and then go ahead and feed them. If you feed them too early when they're young plants, they'll actually take off and produce a lot of top growth and forget to produce the fruit for you.
Which is why you planted them in
the
first place.
Planted them in the first place.
Right.
They're actually better off starved a little bit.
I remember the one year I planted lettuce and didn't realize lettuce will actually bloom if you just
if you let it go.
You're like, what is this?
Yeah, but yeah, you got to keep it harvested.
Right, I understand this, but you realize that, you know, certain things are planted, you see them that grow so far, but if they continue to grow, they go through their cycle.
And a lot of people are new gardeners this year. You know, you got sort of this new millennial crowd that's out there if they happen to be listening to us. You know, go ahead and plant and enjoy some of these things that you can have as fresh vegetables. They're easy to do, and you can do this so-called, you know, a lot of people say, well, I'm out early in the month of May and planted. Well, some people don't get around to that. You can still plant here in late June and still have a very wonderful garden by the end of the season. Just remember to feed and water the thing.
That's what we need to do. And I hope Mother Nature provides some other extra things along the way and not too many insects coming through. We have more with Charles Benke, our horticulturalist, coming up on the other side of news. Also, a check of money-saving tips or maybe not getting ripped off. It's Clark Howard coming up on WEOL.